Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening once again to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America. Oh, my goodness. What's going on? Boy, I tell you, things are popping all over the place. The FBI has so much egg on its face. It's been exposed for so many cover-ups and so many lies and so much withheld evidence and throwing people in prison for 30 years that didn't do anything and they knew it. They framed them themselves. And, it's just coming out all over the place. And, I've been telling you this for years and everybody's called me a liar. How come I always end up to be the one who is right? And all those people who call me a liar haven't got the guts to, stand up and say, oh, I was wrong. Isn't it amazing? And something else happened today that proves me right. Remember when Lon Horiuchi shot Vicki Weaver as she stood in the doorway of her cabin holding her baby to her breast? He shot her and killed her. One shot. Killed her dead. Blew the back of her head right off. He was only about 100 feet away. Only about 100 feet away, hidden in the underbrush of the forest there that surrounded their cabin. Big, brave federal agent doing his duty. He's a paid killer. No conscience, no feelings, no ethics, no morals, no empathy, no nothing. Probably no religious training whatsoever. Murdered Vicki Weaver. Standing in the doorway of her cabin holding her baby to her breast. Why'd he do that? Well, even though they were only after Randy Weaver, they'd already shot his son. They shot Randy and his friend Kevin. The FBI had issued an order stating that Vicki Weaver was the controlling member of the family. That she was the one who called the shots and was the real leader. And even though she was not accused of any crime, they were told to neutralize Vicki Weaver. This all came out. They were also told to shoot on sight anybody who had a firearm in their possession. This is not the United States of America. You don't shoot on sight somebody with a firearm in their possession. You only shoot if your life is in danger. Or if you can prove that somebody else's life is in danger and you had to shoot to save their life. Vicki Weaver was standing in the doorway of her cabin holding her baby to her breast and she was murdered. Murdered, murdered, murdered. By a paid assassin, a cold-blooded killer named Lon Horiuchi. That's what he does for a living. If you're listening and you're a member of law enforcement or any federal agency or state agency or city agency or county agency and you're a sniper, that's what you are. You might as well face up to it right now. You're a paid killer. You're judge, jury, and executioner in a nation that does not allow that. You see, in this country, there must be due process. You must be accused. You must be tried by a jury of your peers. You must be found guilty. And if you're found guilty, then and only then, if the law demands it and all the conditions are met, you might receive the death penalty. But for some stupid jerk who thinks he's got some glamorous romantic position as a sniper for the Federal Bureau of Ineptitude to decide who will live and who will die, not in this country, and to say that law enforcement officers, agency members, special agents, marshals, sheriffs, police officers, blah, 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 have some kind of immunity in the performance of their duty is sick. That is the Gestapo. No. If they're not accountable to the law, then neither is anybody else. If they violate the law, they must answer for it. I don't care who they work for. I don't care what they're doing. Today, we lucked out, ladies and gentlemen. And when I say lucked out, I mean lucked out, because if it was another federal judge, one of the corrupt ones, it could have gone differently. But now, if it's appealed, it's going to go to the Supreme Court. And I guarantee you, the Supreme Court will uphold this decision. They have to. Because it's about jurisdiction. Inside the territorial boundaries of any state, only the state legislature has jurisdiction. The state legislature makes the laws in that state. If you violate that law, no matter who the hell you are answerable to the law. Elon Horiuchi murdered Vicky Weaver. And the federal government said they would not prosecute him. And it was outside state jurisdiction because he was a federal agent in the performance of his duties and he was immune. It was appealed by the state of Idaho. And they won their appeal. And a decision was handed down today which says the state of Idaho can charge and try Lon Horiuchi for murder and all federal agents are answerable to the laws of the state they're operating in. They are not above the law. I told you that when all of that happened. I gave you that constitutional rendition. I told you that if it ever got to a judge who really believed in the Constitution for the United States of America, who really understood jurisdiction, who believed in the principles and ideals of this country, that all those federal decisions would be overthrown and Lon Horiuchi would be tried for murder in the state of Idaho. Guess what? Lon Horiuchi, you lying, murdering, scum-sucking, cold-blooded, paid assassin, you're going to be tried in the state of Idaho. And while I don't think that they would ever give you the death penalty just because of the mystique surrounding this federal agent bullshit nonsense, I think you're going to do some prison time. I don't understand Randy Weaver at all. If you had shot my wife through the head while she held our baby to her breast, I would not have gone to court to win $3 million so I could get bought off by the federal government. I would still be tracking you. I would track you for the rest of my life until I found you. And then, Mr. Horiuchi, if the government had not tried you lawfully and found you innocent, or if they had not tried you lawfully and thrown you into prison, I would take care of the matter myself. And don't give me all this stuff about taking the law into your own hands. When the law is not the law, when tyrants are in power, when there are certain people who are not subject to the law and can kill at will and at whim without any consequences or any fear of consequences, when despotism is in control, it's not vigilantism It's justice. Because when they do that, they create a state of revolution. It's always been my goal to create a state of restoration, never revolution. But if they create a state of revolution, not a damn thing I can do to change that. And if they shot my wife standing in the door holding a baby to her breast, I wouldn't be in court trying to collect $3 million, rationalizing everything, hoping that someday Lon Horiachi would come to justice, because if it had been a different judge, I guarantee you in the corrupt federal system, the ruling would have gone the other way. Even though the ruling that was made in this instance is the correct ruling, the right ruling, the only ruling that under a constitutional Republican government could ever have been made. But we were lucky. So the first thing I said tonight, starting this broadcast, was we were lucky. We were lucky. Lon Horiachi is going to face a jury. How in this nation did we sink to a level where we employ snipers? I remember going to Lansing, Michigan to participate in a protest against the raising of the United Nations flag over the Capitol in Lansing, Michigan. When no flag should fly over any property in this nation except first, at the highest point, the flag of the United States of America, and second, the flag of the state in which we live. Why were they raising the United Nations flag over the capital of the state of Michigan? Well, I went there, along with hundreds and hundreds of other people. When I got there that morning, I was amazed. These were all peaceful people, good Americans, wonderful people, as a matter of fact. All of them unarmed. All of them just there to protest the raising of that flag. As I looked around, I saw squads of Nazi jackbooted stormtroopers with big shields and face mask and body armor and shotguns and riot guns and up on the rooftops all around the square where the United Nations flag was going to be raised were snipers stationed on top of the buildings. In America. In America. To protect the United Nations flag. The most that would have happened if somebody got a little frisky is they would have gone up, hauled it down, and stomped on it, or burned it, or thrown it in the trash can. That's the wildest thing that could have possibly happened, and they were prepared to kill people, to murder people, through those sniper rifles on those rooftops in the United States of America to prevent the United Nations flag from being hauled down and burned. And all around that flagpole were several ranks of some pretty serious, and I might add, some pretty scared Nazi jackbooted stormtroopers with these big, huge shields, bulletproof shields, and bulletproof face masks, and bulletproof armor, and shotguns, and riot guns, and all. But you could see on their face they were scared to death. How did this happen? How did we ever get to this point in this country that these things are happening? And those guys on those rooftops, to keep that flag from being hauled down, would have killed people. Cold-blooded, paid assassins, snipers. I was there. I saw it. I was a witness, and many of you listening in this radio audience, you were there also. A cold chill went up my spine, and I knew that that signaled, if I didn't know it before, I knew it then, the end of the United States of America as I had ever conceived it. And that's when the whole thrust of this broadcast changed, when I got back from Lansing, Michigan. That's when I knew that there wasn't going to be anything that was going to change the direction in which we are going except a civil war. You see, if they could find Americans in this country to hire as police officers who would volunteer, because snipers are all volunteers, who would volunteer to be a sniper, knowing full well that the sniper's duty is to cold-bloodedly kill people. And have them station themselves on rooftops to protect the United Nations flag from being hauled down and burned when they stand idly by and do nothing when demonstrators and rioters haul down the American flag, the United States flag, and burn it. They do nothing. They were willing to murder people in Lansing, Michigan from the rooftops, from snipers, to prevent that from happening to the United Nations flag. These people are sick. They are mentally ill. Lon Horiuchi is mentally ill. And if he uses that defense, he might get off and spend some time in a mental institution. Because I don't know anybody who could refuse to understand that that is a mental illness. And you know what the mental illness is? It's a psychosis, ladies and gentlemen. I wonder if anybody out there knows what that psychosis is called. In fact, let's open the phones and find out. Do you know what that psychosis is called? What is the mental illness that allows you to shoot someone with no conscience whatsoever just because somebody gave you an order? And not feel any guilt or anything about it, or to decide that you're going to do it yourself based upon some vague, generalized guidelines that you're to perform under. And why would you want to volunteer for something like that in the first place? Just the fact that someone would volunteer to do that tells me they're mentally ill right off the bat before anything else happens. You're sick. And if you're listening and you're a sniper, you're sick. I knew some snipers in Vietnam. I'm telling you right now, they were sick. They were sick. Well, the rest of us really didn't want to shoot anybody. If we had to, we would. If we were ordered to, we would. These guys were looking for people to shoot because they wanted to shoot them. They didn't even have to have an assigned target. They wanted to shoot. They loved shooting people. And all you guys are in this Carlos Hathcock mystique. Hey, that's exactly who I'm talking about. You got it. Exactly. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Hi.
Could it possibly be a psychopath?
Psychopath? No.
Sociopath.
There you got it.
Oh, same thing to me.
No, there's two different things. Psychopath is something different. Sociopath is exactly what it is. It means they have no social obligation, no social understanding, no morals, no sense of ethics, no nothing. Everything is situational, and they'll do whatever the situation demands and rationalize it to themselves, and they will believe their rationalization, whatever it is, whether it's true, whether it's lies, whatever it is. And they will have no conscience about anything. They have no conscience. In fact, sociopaths have no conscience. Nothing bothers them. Nothing upsets them. They're the perfect con artists. They're the perfect murderers. They're the perfect assassins. That's what they do.
Yeah, I'm glad that they decided to try Lon Horiuchi. I couldn't hardly believe that myself.
Well, I don't know if they're going to try him, but the federal court says that they can, and I'll bet you they will.
I hope so. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. What do you think about this new development? Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my first pick was a sociopath, and my second was megalomania. A megalomaniac.
Well, megalomaniac is the guy that wants to be the king.
Right.
The sociopath is the guy that that will do anything to further whatever, you know, makes
him. That falls into the category of serial killers.
Yeah, they're sociopaths, no
right,
doubt about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And I want to say the thing is, you know, I'm happy that Ron Horiyuchi is going to go to trial.
Me too.
For manslaughter, it should be first-degree murder.
It should be first-degree
and,
murder.
You know, I know.
But
I
because, he's,
be
a,
happy,
because right? he's a federal agent, they will not charge him with first-degree murder. It will be some lesser charge. But he will go to trial.
Mm-hmm.
And to help settle things down, he's going to have to go to jail for a while.
Yeah. I just wonder if he's going to have a real nice cushy cell with lobster flown in, you know, like.
Well, I doubt if he's going to have any lobster flown.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's not the head of the mafia. He's a lowly sniper.
Well, you know how it is. The government takes care of their own. I don't think he's going to be with the general population. I hope he is.
Well, if
really
he, no. The federal government has got nothing to do with it. State of Idaho. If he goes to a prison in Idaho, he's going to general population.
Oh, great. Maybe they'll give him the Jeffrey Dahmer treatment.
Yeah, or a wig and some lipstick.
Yeah, well, that'd be good, too. Uh-huh. They've been putting us too
actually, it would be,
for a while, haven't they?
Actually, it would be terrible. I wouldn't wish that on anybody, but...
I'll tell you what, if it was my wife, yes, I'm sorry. It would be more than in a quick death if it was my wife or my child.
Well,
it'd be a slow, agonizing death down some lonely country road. That bastard would beg for death.
Well,
part of my language, Bill, but
I understand.
This is an atrocity across the Americas. It's just, I have no words for it.
I understand exactly what
no
you're
words whatsoever.
Yeah, me too. And
you know,
if you're listening to the broadcast when that happened and they let this guy off the hook, I was incensed. I mean, I went through the roof. And that's wrong. It's wrong. They must be held accountable for their actions like anybody else. They're not above the law. If they are, then they're nothing more than Hitler's Gestapo, like I've said all wrong. And that's really what they are.
That's exactly what they are.
You know, Gestapo could do anything. Mm-hmm. Well, so can the FBI. So can the BATF. So can the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, but not for much longer.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to stop them.
Well, you know, when all hell breaks loose, Bill, how do you picture this? Like a Ted Turner, the Turner Diary scenario?
No, that's stupid. You can't win a war under leaderless cell, leaderless resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you did, how would you know if you won? How would you know who's on your side and who's not?
Mm-hmm.
You would have no infrastructure. You would have no political organization. You would have no way to take over the country and reestablish any kind of government, no matter what kind of government you wanted to establish.
I'm not condoning that. I'm just saying, you know.
Well, you asked me a question, and I'm telling you. And I'm telling you right now, the Turner Diaries was written specifically to misguide people so that they could not possibly win and take over and establish some sort of order once they won.
Well, I read the book and I thought it was just atrocious. I really did.
It's a total, complete plan for absolute failure.
Mm-hmm.
And that whoever follows it is doomed to failure.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Okay, Bill. Well, I was really glad to hear the news today. A little disappointing about the manslaughter charge. We went over that already. And,
well, he hasn't been charged yet.
Did you hear the latest on another on the other Idaho case up there? They said the woman had the kids living in just atrocious conditions, a pile of feces. And
that's a total lie.
I know.
It's a total lie. All of it's a lie.
They're trying to cover their own ass.
Well, no, this is the left wing Marxist press trying to give aid to their brethren up there,
mm-hmm.
because they certainly won't give aid to anybody who's a real American.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Well, Bill, I don't know. Well, yeah, I do know. You know what we need? We need a whole lot of more Linda Thompsons.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember when everybody was dogging her, and I thought to myself, hey, there's one heck of a lady.
They did a terrible injustice to Linda Thompson. There was only a couple of us that stuck by her. I was one of them.
Uh-huh.
And everybody who derided her and bad-mouthed her and said bad things about her, let me say this. She had more balls than 99% of the men in this country. And
hey,
she was right on track. And she was right about 99% of everything that she ever said.
That's right.
And if it hadn't been for Linda Thompson coming out with that videotape, Waco the Big Lie, Waco would have been a dead issue a long time ago. But I'm telling you right now, it's coming out again. The FBI murdered those people. It has been proven. There's no doubt about it. And they're going to have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. I look forward to that day.
Me too.
Okay, God bless, Bill.
God bless you, and thanks for calling. Folks, can you imagine what Joanne McGuckin was going through the day that they tricked her, lied to her, got her out of her house, and arrested her? A poor woman, her husband was dead, she had no money, no attorney, and she's in this situation right now because she had no attorney. Guess what would have happened if she could have picked up the telephone and called prepaid legal. Guess what would have happened? One of the best attorneys in the state of Idaho would have been there within just a very short period of time. And the whole thing would have gone completely differently. She would not have been appointed a public defender. All this for only $26 or less a month. Now, if you don't think it can happen to you, I guarantee you Joanne McGuckin and William McGuckin never believed it could happen to them or their family until they found themselves owning a big piece of property that was worth a lot and a lot of money and discovered that it was a lot of people who wanted to take it away from them. And guess what? The sale wasn't for $50,000. The city possessed the property for back taxes of a little over $8,000, ladies and gentlemen. Just a little over $8,000. Then they turned around and held a sale without advertising it anywhere and sold it to one of their cronies for $50,000. Now, that land, ladies and gentlemen, is worth in excess of $500,000. There was no problem with paying off those taxes. But there was a problem with getting legal help. If they'd had prepaid legal, they could have called the best law firm in the state of Idaho. They would have had the best legal advice available. None of this would have ever happened. And if you don't think it can happen to you, it can happen to you. It can happen to you tonight. You can be driving down the street tonight, and somebody can step out in front of your car. Can you afford to pay a lawyer $500 an hour? Can you? If you can't, you need to call my friend Bart. Bart and his wife Janelle, in part, sponsor the Hour of the Time. And they are independent associates for prepaid legal. They will answer all your questions. It's a free call. It doesn't cost you a nickel to call. The number is 866-77-LEGAL. 866-77-LEGAL. That's 866-77-LEGAL. Call Bart. Talk to him. Ask him anything you want to ask him. Make sure that you understand the whole thing. And then when you do, sign up for prepaid legal, depending on where you live. The most it can be is $26 for 24-hour day coverage. It could be less. Some states, it's less. It will never be more. Even if the price goes up, it will never, ever cost you more. Legal. That's 866-77-LEGAL. 866-77-LEGAL. LEGAL. Tell Bart I told you to call. Don't end up like Joanne McGuckin. She's in that position because she had no money. If she had prepaid legal, she never would have been in jail. Period. Looking the hour of the time with your truly William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America. If you don't believe me, ask William Clinton. President William Clinton, ex-president William Clinton, he'll tell you. Yep. I scared the hell out of him. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. I wanted to verify to the audience that everything you said about the flag raising and the Lansing State Capitol was true, because I stood right there. In fact, I shook your hand and we talked for a few minutes.
Oh, you were there, huh?
Absolutely.
Who is this?
My name is Bob.
Okay.
And as far as Lon Horiucci goes, I think it's about damn time. I just hope this whole thing moves forward in a speedy manner and he gets what he deserves.
Could you believe that all those peaceful, wonderful people, you know, just wanted to protest the raising of the United Nations flag, and they had snipers on the rooftops aiming rifles down at us? I mean, those rifles, they weren't pointed at the sky. They were pointed right at us.
Oh, absolutely. They weren't even that good because their barrels were hanging out over the end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were obvious, and I think they wanted to be obvious.
I think so, too.
It was part of their intimidation tactics.
Yeah.
But they were pointing them at the crowd of people, which is a very bad thing to do. That's any firearms class will tell you, you don't point a weapon at anybody unless you intend to shoot them.
Absolutely.
And so that told me that our lives were in great danger that day. But I and everybody else, we accepted that, and we still protested.
And those protests go on to this day. Their crowds aren't quite as big as they used to, and I think that's a shame.
Well, it is a shame. It means people are getting desensitized to the United Nations flag flying over the capital of Michigan. Why should the United Nations flag ever fly over the capital of Michigan?
I agree.
You don't have an answer for that either, do you?
I wish I did tell you the truth, but I just don't. People just seem to accept it. I don't understand really why. If they looked into it, they wouldn't have any qualms about kicking them off the continent of North America.
Yeah. Okay.
I thank you, Bill.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578. What do you think about this Lon Horiucci thing? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Joe from Boston. I left my name with prepaid legal like you suggested.
Good.
I'm on limited income. Maybe they'll help in Massachusetts. I do agree with, I'm glad they are going to try. I hope they try that Lon, whatever his name is. I can't pronounce it.
Horiucci.
Horiucci, whatever his name
yeah.
is. It brought my faith back a little in this country. Not much, but a tad.
It only brought my faith back that every once in a while there is an honest judge, like I've always said, but most of them are corrupt. It could have gone the other way.
It's hard to find honest people. Can I ask you a favor? Some night we used to hear about the newspaper, and some of us had a little money. We'd get the tape. Some night, can you go through your story, what happened to you? I hear you keep mentioning it. We couldn't get you for a while. It's hard to get.
What happened to me? What?
Well, you said what they did to my wife, and you had to send your wife away or something.
Yeah.
You used to have your daughter on the radio. We used to hear her occasionally.
Yeah.
We don't hear her anymore.
No.
Can you tell us, give us a synopsis sometime what happened? You're only on Monday through Thursday here.
It should be on the website.
Okay. What is your website? I have to have someone go read it for me because I can't see.
WilliamCooper.com. It's all there.
Okay. Are you still in court and trying and battle and all?
I can't go to court. If I go to court, I go to prison. They'll arrest me the minute I step into court. That was the whole reason for the warrants. It was all done unlawfully.
So
go to the website and read it.
I'll have someone do it. I hope they drop the warrant someday, so you have to hide out and protect yourself.
They're not going
to
drop it. They want me in prison, they want me shut up, or they want me dead, period.
Well, it's too bad, so, but there are places for people to leave this country then if that happens, right?
I would never leave this country. I sent my wife and children out of this country for their protection. I will not leave my country. I will die here defending my country, my rights, my freedom, my constitution. They will not ever chase me out of my country, period.
But you protect your wife and child, of course.
Absolutely. That's my job.
Absolutely.
As the head of the family, that's my responsibility.
Would you suggest if some of us had to protect our wife and child, where we could move or where we could...
No, because if I do that on the air, what good is it to send them there? That's where they're going to go look, dummy.
Well, I didn't
Come
know.
On, get
I
some
didn't.
Brains.
I just asked, that's all.
Well, stop asking. You have to determine that. If I tell you where to send them and you send them there, that's the first place they're going to go look, isn't it?
I guess so.
Yeah, that's right. And the first time they call you to tell you that they miss you, guess what? They know where they're at, don't they?
Yeah.
When you sever ties, you have to sever all ties, period.
Oh, I see.
Oh, you see.
Well, how does one determine?
How does this get to be a big mystery is what I want to know.
Well, because some of us weren't taught this.
You don't have to be taught this. If they can tell you who called you on your telephone bill, they know where they're at. Do you understand that? All you can do is look at your telephone bill to know that.
Well, I don't read mine. It's in print. I can't read.
Sorry. You need to go to Walmart and buy a brain. And I know, everybody thinks, why are you being so hard on him? Because if I wasn't hard on him, he wouldn't learn this lesson. Wouldn't learn this lesson. This whole nation is in a state of stupidity, ignorance, apathy, dumbed down beyond belief. When I was a child, first graders knew this stuff that you people don't even have a clue about. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was reading an article about this Hariuchi guy. He was also at Waco.
Yes, he was.
That's incredibly scary.
Yeah, he was at Waco and he was killing Branch Davidians. He claimed that no rifle was ever fired from his position and several fired empty shell casings were found in his position, which made him a liar. And they were found by the Texas Rangers. Not me. I didn't make this up. You'll find it's all a record of the investigation of the Texas Rangers.
Wow.
He lied.
Well.
Speechless. He hung up. He had to hang up. He was speechless. 520-333-457. Thank you for your call. That was a good point you brought up. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Will from Missouri.
Hi, Will.
I have a nephew that is a sniper for the Army. He's in the Rangers. And, you know, ever since he was a little kid, and I mean tiny because I've babysat him since he was tiny, and as soon as he could start drawing and things like that, he always had these really intricate, exotic drawings of war scenes with bullets, you know, in a dot form or dash form going from here to there. And
yeah.
this guy and this guy getting it, you know. And
he wants to kill people.
X's in the eyes and the yeah. whole program, you
and,
know.
He wanted to kill people. He volunteered to be a sniper. And now he's a sniper. And now he's going to kill people.
Precisely, you know. And it's so when you say, well, a sociopath, you know, you think, well, this was a job, and it was one of the things that you could sign up for, I guess, in the military, and that if somebody showed any inkling or interest whatsoever, I'm sure that, well, he did go to an extensive school.
Yeah, but you have to volunteer.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know what he had to volunteer for, but...
you have to volunteer to be a sniper. They don't come around and say, you're a sniper, and you're a sniper.
Yeah.
First, you have to be an expert marksman, and you have to volunteer.
Yeah. Well, he graduated one of the top in his group. It was a large group, but they had an extensive program where you had to make your own ghillie suit or whatever. And
ghillie suit is a good, you know, that's good thing.
It's better than ghillie, I think.
Yeah, I think it is too.
People that want to be like that.
Yeah.
But they had to sneak up on a jeep. The jeep was parked out in the middle of a field, and it had four dummy officers in the Jeep, and they had to sneak up to within so many yards of it and take out two of the officers in the Jeep to get their scores, and they had to come in and exit the area without being discovered.
Yeah.
Weird, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Well, I wrote a letter the other day to my sister about that. She was talking in his defense and whatnot, and I asked her whether she thought in her heart, because she knows him far better than I do, if he had been at Waco or at Ruby Ridge, would he have laid his rifle down on a constitutional grounds, on a moral grounds, or would he gone ahead and followed the orders? And it's been like death silence from her end of the thing.
Yeah, well,
I don't know if she'll ever answer me. But
she won't answer you because she knows the answer. He would have done what he was told.
Yes, isn't that a shame?
Yeah, it is a shame. And he would have done what he was told because he wants to kill people. This whole thing that military personnel don't ever want to kill people because their whole purpose is to prevent war is bullshit.
Exactly.
If you train every minute of your existence to kill people, you're frustrated if you don't get to do it.
Yes.
And your whole mental outlook comes to, when do I get to go on the mission? I want the next mission. I want to go. Let's go get them. Let's kill them. Let's fight them. You know, let's wipe them out. Yeah.
Well, you know, that program that you, ran on the Navy SEALs is right up the same boat. You know?
Absolutely. You heard them. You heard them. They couldn't wait.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's a mental set. And I don't know how much our public education system is doing to feed it, but I know that the media is doing an awful lot to feed it. And
it has nothing to do with the media. It's a military it's a military mindset. The mindset is there before they don't even pay attention to the media. Most military people don't pay attention to anything in the newspapers. They don't care. They don't care why. They don't care any of that stuff. They just want to go kill.
Well, you know, hey, absolutely right. Ever since he was a little teeny boy, this is before that stuff could have ever gotten involved with it. As soon as he could start drawing, those were the kind of drawings that I saw. So you're right.
Yeah.
It wasn't programmed. It's a conditional mental set.
That's right.
Keep up the good work, Bill.
Thanks.
Great programming tonight.
Thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
And once you get in the military, then that mindset is reinforced over and over and over again. And all your training and all your drills and everything that you ever do is so that when they say kill, you will do it without question. When they say push the button that launches the atomic weapon, you will do it without question. You won't think about it. You won't care about it. You won't even imagine how many millions of people are going to be killed. You just do it. You just do it. And under certain circumstances, I got to tell you, if this, you know, were the nation that I always believed it was, it would be right to do some of those things. But it's never right to be a paid assassin just to be an assassin. It's okay to be a soldier in defense of your country. It's okay to be a soldier and train to go kill in defense of your soldier, in defense of your country. It's not okay to be a soldier and want to and thirst for blood and try to make up reasons and want to go out and just kill people just because you're a soldier. In case you understand what I'm talking about, which I'm sure, you know, nobody in the military would. But let me tell you something. If you think I'm nuts, I spent a good portion of my life in military service, 15 years, as a matter of fact, part of it in the United States Air Force, part of it in the United States Navy. I was a patrol boat captain in Vietnam. I've killed a lot of people. I have directed my crew to kill a lot of people. So I know what I'm talking about. I'm not making this up on the top of my head. I have credentials. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, I got the answering machine first. Anyway, I'm on now. I just called to mention a couple of things. When I would try to punch into your website on the computer, just typing in William Cooper, I had a terrible time trying
WilliamCooper.com.
Right, but I wanted to mention something about how I figured out a way to get to it with no problem. Anyway, when I put in William Cooper, it would come up with all these sites and all this junk about.
You don't put William Cooper. You put WilliamCooper.com.
Right.
And William Cooper is all one word.
Right. I tried that, and I also tried WilliamCooper.net, but
it's not WilliamCooper.net. It's WilliamCooper.com.
I tried that too, and I come up with a bunch of like all these sites and a bunch of bogus sites, a whole bunch of sites that have nothing to do with your site. But
that's something wrong with your computer because nobody else has that problem.
Yeah, I tried a couple of websites. Well, anyway, I figured out what works out great for me. I get right to your site instead of punching in William Cooper. I punch in William Bill Cooper or William Bill Cooper Veritas, and that goes right to your website.
No, you're talking about doing a search. I'm not talking about doing a search. My website name is williamcooper.com.
Oh, okay.
And if you put that in the address for the URL, you'll go there instantly. You don't have to do a search to find my site.
Oh, okay. I don't know that much about computers.
Well, you need to talk to somebody then, because you're doing it the real hard way.
Right. Well, since I've been doing it that way, William Bill Cooper, it works out.
That's
really
searching. You don't need to do that. I'm telling you. Listen to me.
Right.
WilliamCooper.com. That's the address of the website.
Yeah, so I'm going to end up doing it that way then. Also want to mention on this program and WWCR and the various programs that you are on, doing programs when you were intentionally radio jam when doing such various subjects. I was wondering, what are the chances of there perhaps maybe being a series of Hour of the Time broadcast tapes? Not that would be an entire program.
They're on the website.
But they're on
the website. You can listen to them anytime you want to.
So I'm talking about that would just be the excerpts of the Hour of the Time.
They're on the website. You can go listen to them anytime you want to.
Or that were intentionally radio jammed?
They're on the website.
Okay.
You want me to say it again?
Oh, no.
They're on the website. You can go listen to them anytime you want to.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know your programs were on the website, but not the ones that were intentionally radio jammed. And also, I was surprised to hear of this other website that has a whole bunch of websites about the masonry and masonry art film and stuff. And the third website that click into was a 1992, I believe, it was the year interview of you from the website Millennium and Apocalypse, which is audio.
What are you talking about?
What
interview with me?
Pardon?
What interview with me?
This interview is mainly all text, but there's this other thing to click into.
What interview with me?
Oh, it's just an interview about discussing who you are and what you stand for, the way you stand for as a messenger.
Who interviewed me?
I forget the name of the program, but it's from the website Millennium and Apocalypse. And it's a 1990.
I can guarantee you it's totally bogus.
No, it's you talking.
What do you mean it's me talking?
It's an actual interview of you.
On where?
92. Millennium and Apocalypse, the website called Millennium and Apocalypse.
You know something? If you brush your teeth like you do research, your teeth are going to fall out in about a year.
Uh-huh. Well, I can make a copy and send you a tape.
Yeah, I would appreciate that. Because no one has permission to have anything on their website that has anything to do with me ever, period.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And most of the stuff that you find on the internet that is attributed to me is bogus bullshit lies.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, this is an interview of you talking.
Well, the next time you want to call and tell me about an interview of me talking, make sure you know who's interviewing me, on what radio station, when it was, and all that stuff. Otherwise, your research don't mean dip-diddly nothing to anybody.
Uh-huh. You can go to it easiest by going to the website called Millennium and Apocalypse.
You've already said that.
Okay. Well, thank you, and have a great night.
Jeez. Get a brain. So now the guy's having problem thinking. You know, I'm sorry, folks. I can't get away from that. That's the biggest problem in this country is people don't know how to think. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper. Don't yell at me for not pertaining to the subject, but this does pertain to the subject. Remember on your website the story about the teenage ninja owls?
Yeah.
And your dog crusher subduing that man?
Yeah.
Could you elaborate in your own words and I'll hang up and
No, because that's not the subject. I've already did a broadcast on that.
No, I missed it. I'm sorry.
You can listen to it on the website.
Yes, sir.
It's on the website. No, I will not reiterate past broadcasts. Because I would end up doing the same broadcast over and over and over again. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Tim.
Hi.
I'm looking and standing here looking at Clay's magazine and the advertisement that you have for your website in Clay's Magazine?
I don't have any advertisement for my website in Clay's Magazine. Well, I never heard of Clay's Magazine. If there's an advertisement in there, then somebody else put it in there. Probably a listener.
It's the Free American?
Well, then maybe Clay Douglas put it in there. I did not put it in there.
Okay, there's a guy standing there with his head buried up his rear end.
Yeah, that's
that's what we have here.
Yeah, that's the Sheeple cartoon.
I only have one thing to say about these jackbooted murderers that are running around free. I'm glad that they will have to stand in front of the same God that I will, because I know where they're going to end up, in a lake of fire.
Yep. You got it.
Thank you for your service to our republic, Bill Cooper.
Thank you.
God bless.
And folks, I do not put ads about the website of this broadcast anywhere. If you see them, they're put somewhere by somebody who listens to this broadcast, who wants to get other people to listen, or who wants to get people to go to the website. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is David calling from Rhode Island.
Hi, David.
My comment, obviously, you said everything that is basically to be said. These people are going to have to be brought to justice eventually.
Well, yeah, why would they ever not be brought to justice? Why would anybody in this country be above the law?
Well,
who the hell are they that think that they don't have to be subject to the law just because I'm a federal agent? You can't charge me with murder because I shot that woman through the head holding her baby to her breast and she didn't have a gun and she wasn't wanted by the law and there was no warrant for her arrest and she never did nothing, didn't have a criminal record in her life. I'm a federal agent. Why, you can't do that to me.
I'm also reaffirming to you that in my own way, I would be unable to ever to get out to your particular neck of the woods in a crisis. However, I've drawn my own line and have prepared my own life
so that
when the decision has to be made, I have to do what I have to do.
Good for you. That's
my pledge to the people in the audience that, and some of the callers scare me tonight, Bill. I'm just saying that. I know that you've been involved in the military and you...
It's like somebody flew over on Christmas Eve, dressed like Santa Claus, but it wasn't him. He didn't have gifts. He was taking something away. He had a great vacuum cleaner and he was sucking out brains.
God bless you, Bill.
God bless you. Yeah, you got it. Some of those scholars scare me, too. I mean, it's like, my God, where did they come from? You've got to change that. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. Yeah, I was up there in Lansing with you, and Michigan is full of dyed-in-the-wool socialists.
Oh, yeah, it always has been. In fact, if you want to go somewhere and find the most authentic communist literature and history of the Communist Party,
right here, boy.
All the used bookstores in Michigan, and they have shelves and shelves and shelves full of it because most of the people in Michigan were union members during the days, the early history of unionism in this country. They were all communists.
You betcha.
All of them.
You betcha. And there's your reason why they don't mind looking up at that hunk of blue material that has no soul, no meaning, no nothing. And they don't mind looking at it.
Hmm.
But when they look at Old Glory, it upsets them.
Wonder why that is.
I think they know the meter's running.
Well, it is running. Guarantee that. It is running.
Yes, sir.
And Madame Defarge is knitting furiously.
Oh, she's knitting so fast. She's got carpal tunnel in both wrists, but she's still going.
Yep. And for those of you who don't know who Madame Defarge is, read The Tale of Two Cities and you'll
find
out real quick.
Yeah. It was the best of times, but it's the worst of times.
Yep.
Well, I just had a call in, and I said, that's why, because I've been to the bookstores. If you go over and you look at any of the communist stuff, the books have been read to where the pages are worn.
Yeah, some of the best and rarest communist material that you can find in this country, I bought in used bookstores during that trip to Lansing, Michigan
for
that protest.
Yeah, and the other thing I put in is, I was there that day.
Well,
then
this must be Cal, then.
It most certainly is.
If you know I did, it can only be Cal.
But the other thing I noticed when we were sitting up there that morning is they had a lot of fear in their eyes.
Oh, they were scared to death.
Yes, sir.
I was standing opposite a young woman who was a police officer, and she must have been wearing 60 pounds of stuff, and you could tell that she didn't like wearing all that weight.
Yep.
And she was, you looked in her eyes, I tell you something, she was scared to death. She
yes,
was,
totally correct.
She was scared
yep.
of her fellow citizens who only came there.
With just,
which means somebody must have prepped them with some pretty big lies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Madame Dufarge.
Yeah.
Well, I figured I had to call you in, and I heard some real Lulus tonight, but there's your answer for Michigan.
Okay.
You know, there it is.
Thanks, Cal.
Okay, you take care, Bill. God bless you.
Give Denise my love and the baby.
Yeah, they're right here.
Good night.
Take care.
And that's it, folks. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poo and Allison. I love you. Now, for those of you who called in that had air between your ears, understand that it's not that I don't like you personally. I would probably like you a whole lot if I knew you. But I just will absolutely not accept the ignorance and stupidity that's running rampant in this country. If I accept it, if I pretend that it's okay, that sends you a message that your condition is okay. And I'm telling you right now, it's not. It's not okay. It will never be okay. Get a brain. Get an education. Learn to think. If you don't, you're doomed. You're doomed, and that's all there is to it. And if you want to know what's really wrong with this country, go look in the mirror. The problem will be staring you right in the face. If you want to hate me for that, that's fine. Hate me. More powerful people than you hate me and are after me and want to see me dead or in prison for the rest of my life. Doesn't faze me a bit. Doesn't bother me. Doesn't worry me. Doesn't scare me. Just get a brain. Please, get a brain. Get a brain. Get a brain. Get a brain. Please. Get a brain. Not against you, we're against your condition. It's a disease. How would you feel if you had tuberculosis and we said, oh, that's wonderful. Oh, that makes you a better person. We would never do that. And when you exhibit symptoms of no brain, we're not going to do that either. Nope, we're going to tell you, you got no brain and you need treatment. Just like we would do if you said you have tuberculosis or we found out you had tuberculosis. We'd say, you got tuberculosis and you need treatment. Doesn't mean we don't love you. But in this disease, it probably really does mean we don't love you. Because you're the biggest problem in this country. That's the truth. I am somebody. How about you? Are you somebody? Are you nobody? Are you helpless? Are you just one lonely creature with no money and no ability and no nothing? Yeah. Well, you better stop that. Get rid of that mental attitude. That's a sure road to failure. Despair. Enslavement. Get out of it now. been listening to The Hour of the Time with yours truly, William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America. Don't miss tomorrow night's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. I guarantee it's going to be interesting, if nothing else. And you might learn something. And I guarantee you, you'll always learn something if you listen to this broadcast. You may not like it, but you'll learn something. You may not like me either, but you will learn something. And if you learn something, you'll be a better American. And our future will be a little more secure. Tonto is nowhere in sight. The camp is secure. The fire is bright. All the food is here. I wonder what happened to Tonto. Himosabe.